వందేహం శ్రీగురు. The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 6th chapter, text number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 9th of April, 1969, in New York, New York.
Boys and girls, today I shall explain to you the importance of Krishna consciousness as it was conceived by one of the greatest devotees in this disciplic tradition. You know, we are and a disciplic succession. We do not manufacture anything by mental concoction. We do not approve that makeup. We receive knowledge from the authority. And out of such many acharyas or authorities who have appeared and disappeared, we don't say born and die, no. Appear and disappear. This is the actual explanation. None of us, either Krishna or we, are all living entities. They appear and disappear. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says in the battlefield, my dear Arjuna, either you or me or all the kings and soldiers who have assembled in this battlefield, don't think that they did not exist in the past and they will not exist in the future. That means they existed in the past and they are existing at present and they would exist also in the future. That means eternal. Eternal. We are all eternal. But this misunderstanding is just like we are, because the passing phase is this body, and the body is changing. And the final change, when it transmigrates from one body to another, it is called death. Actually, there is no death. Navyayatanam mriyate kadachi. In the Bhagavad Gita, you find that the living entity never is born, neither never dies. Na hannamane hannate hannamane salidi. Then I see that he is dying, or that is dying not, that is he is finishing his present body. The example is given, vasansi jinnani jathavihai. Just like one person changes his dress, similarly, when this dress, the present body, is unworkable, just like one man cannot see. What do you mean by cannot see? When the power of vision is no longer working, or the spectacle is broken, therefore he cannot see. Similarly, finally, all the senses will be broken or cannot work. Just like the eyes cannot work, therefore it is blind. Similarly, the hand cannot work, the leg cannot work, the tongue cannot work, because at the last stage, when this mechanical arrangement of this body will stop to function, that is called death. But you try to understand that because I cannot see, it does not mean I am dead. Similarly, because the senses of the body cannot function, does not mean that I am dead. It is to be understood with little intelligence and with cool head. So, Prahlad Maharaj, a great devotee, he is in the line of disciplic succession. He is considered one of the great acharyas, an authority, acharya. And who is acharya? Acharya means one who knows the intricacies of Vedic knowledge, and he personally behaves in terms of that knowledge and teaches his disciples in terms of that knowledge. Acharya means the person whose behavior is to be followed. Not that as we follow somebody according to our test, not like that. That acharya comes in the standard disciplic succession. So acharya. So this Prahlad Maharaj, we are discussing the instruction of Prahlad Maharaj because he happens to be one of the stalwart acharyas. And the names of such acharyas, authorized acharyas, are also mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, who are they? Sambhu Narada Sambhu. Sambhu means Brahma. Brahma is supposed to be born without any material father and mother. Therefore he is called Sambhu. He is the only living creature within this universe who is born without the father and mother. How it is? Without the father and mother means this material father. But he has his father. His father is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. And he is born out of the lotus flower which is grown from the abdomen of Narayan. Therefore he is called Sambhu. Sambhu means self-manifesting, because before him there was no existence of material creature. Therefore he is called Sambhu. And next is Narada. Sambhu Narada. Narada is born out of Brahma. Sambhu Narada and Sambhu. Sambhu is also born of Brahma. Sambhu means Lord Shiva. So he is also one of the acharyas. Sambhu Narada Sambhu Kumara Kapila Manu. Kumara means these Kumaras, they are also sons of Brahma. But they are called Kumaras, Brahmacharis. When they were born, because Brahma wanted at that time to create living entities, to fulfill the whole universe. So he wanted so many sons and grandsons. So he requested his four Kumara's son, my dear boys, you get yourself married and increase generation. But the Kumaras, they said, my dear father, we are not going to marry. We are not going to be entangled in this material way of life. We shall remain as brahmachari and cultivate Krishna consciousness. Oh, the father was very angry. So, you are refusing my order? So when he became angry, angry means that is Rudra. So from that anger, Lord Shiva was born. Therefore he is called Rudra. And he was Rudra, his name was Rudra because he was crying from the very beginning of his birth. So anyway, Rudra is also one of the authorities. Rudra, Lord Shiva. So Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kopila. Kopila is the son of Devahuti, and he is also considered as the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of God. And Sambhu Narada Sambhu Kopila Kumara Manu. And Mano means the father of the mankind. From Mano, the word man is derived, or in Sanskrit word Manushya. So in Latin and Sanskrit, man, Manushya and Mano, they are almost on the same level. So, Sambhu Narada Sambhu Kapila Kumara Mano, then Pullahada Janaka Bhishma. So now this Pullahada's name comes. Pullahada's name comes. Pullahada and Janak, the great king, Janak, whose daughter was married to Lord Ramchandra, Janaki. Therefore, Sita's name is Janaki, daughter of Maharaj Janak. So he is also a great authority. Pullahada, Janaka, Bhishma, and Bhishma. You have heard the name of Bhishma, the grandfather of Arjuna. He is also one of the authors. And Pullahada, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali, Maharaj Bali, a king. He was the grandson of the Pullahada Maharaj. He became Mahajan. All these persons, they became authorities by their exemplary character for advancing in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, they are considered as authority. So, Bali Vyasaki Vayam. Vyasaki means the son of Vyasa, Sukadeva Goswami. He is also authority. And Vayam, it is this statement is made by Jamaraj, the controller of sinful activities, superintendent of police appointed by Krishna. So, he is also one of the authority. How we can deny the superintendent of police as authority? He is also authority in the state. Similarly, he is also authority. So, one of the authorities is Prahlad Maharaj. We are speaking today about his prasna. And what is the history of Prahlad Maharaj? Prahlad Maharaj born in the family of a great atheist. His father was a great atheist, Hiranyakashipu. Hiranya means gold, and Kashipu means enjoyment in soft bedding. So he was concerned with two things, money and next sense enjoyment. So that was his business, and he wanted to train his boy in that way. But fortunately, this boy happened to be a great devotee by instruction of Narada. So, this boy, although born in the family of atheists, his father is a great atheist, but because he was bestowed benediction by a great devotee, Narada, he became a great devotee. Now, he took the opportunity of spreading Krishna consciousness where? In his school. In his school. He was 5 years old boy, and as soon as he would get opportunity, he would spread Krishna consciousness to his classmates. That was his business. And so many times, the father of Prahlad Maharaj called the teachers. So, what education you are giving to my child? Why he is chanting Hare Krishna? Why you are spoiling my boy? Okay. So, don't think that I am spoiling these boys and girls by teaching them Hare Krishna. So, the teacher said, my dear sir, I teach your son very nicely about politics, economics, and as you want to become a very clever man in the material world. But unfortunately, I do not know where from your son has learned this Hare Krishna. please excuse me. I am trying to make your son forget this nonsense Hare Krishna. But I do not know by nature he chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And not only he is spoiling himself, he is spoiling my whole school. Because as soon as he chants Hare Krishna, all the boys join with him and they clap and they dance. So this is good. So he is teaching his class fellows. Now, Kumaravasaritvaktu Dharmana Bhagavatam. Now this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is in this table, this book is a great, a grand edition of Srimad Bhagavatam. Each verse contains eight commentaries by great stalwart devotees. They represent different disciples succession of devotees. There are four authorized disciples succession. As I have already mentioned, that Brahma is one of the authorities. Similarly, he has got the disciples succession from Brahma. From Brahma to Narad, from Narad to Vyasadeva, from Vyasadeva to Madhyacharya, from Madhyacharya to Madhya, I am making shortcuts. From Madhyacharya to Madhavendrapuri, from Madhavendrapuri to Ishwarpuri, from Ishwarpuri to Lord Chaitanya, from Lord Chaitanya to Sarup Damodar, from Sarup Damodar to Six Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, from Goswami to Krishnadas, Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and from him Narottamdas Thakur, and from Narottamdas Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti, from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, to Jagannathdas Bhavaji, from Jagannathdas Bhavaji to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, from Bhaktivinoda Thakur to Gaurdas Bhavaji Maharaj, and from Gaurakrishna Das Bhavaji, my spiritual master, and then he has descended. In this way, the disciplic succession is coming. And what is the specific condition or what is the significance of the disciplic succession? The disciplic succession, if you receive knowledge from the descendants of this authority or disciplic succession, then you get the perfect knowledge. Perfect knowledge. Perfect knowledge is imparted by the Supreme Perfect God. And it is received by Brahma. And the same knowledge is handed over to Narada. Narada hands over to Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva hands over to, just like a ripe fruit on the top of the tree. If it falls down, all of a sudden it is destroyed. But if it is handed over from up to down, 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 then it comes as it is. As it is. Then you can enjoy the reality. And that is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, in the fourth chapter, those who have read Bhagavad Gita, you find that Krishna says, Imam vivasthate yogam prasthavanam abhyam. First of all, I spoke the yoga system to Vivasan. Vivasan is the name of the controlling deity in the sun planet. There is also a president. As we have got many presidents, but in other higher planets in the system, there is one president. And some of them is called the moon god or the sun god or the Varuna. According to Vedic language, but that post can be occupied by you also if you become qualified. Just like you can become the president. Similarly, you can also occupy the predominating post in the sun planet, in the moon planet, and all the other planets. Oh. That is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Devana Deva Jadurjanti. That anyone who aspires after to be elevated to such a planetary system which is inhabited by the demigods, they can go. So anyway, then a different story. So Krishna says that first of all I narrated this yoga system to Vibhasan. Vibhasan means a predominating deity whose name is Vibhasan. He was instructed Bhagavad Gita. And he says, Vibhasan Manave Prahu. And Vibhasan, this gentleman, he spoke the truth about Bhagavad Gita to Mano. We have already mentioned the name of Mano. Mano means the father of the mankind. Vibhasan Manave Prahu, that means from sun planet, the message of Bhagavad Gita was handed down to the chief man of this planet, the father of the mankind, Mano. Just like in your scripture also it is said, Adam and Eve, similarly Mano. So, Vibhasan Manave Prahu, Mano Ikhagave Pravish, and Mano handed over this knowledge to his son, whose name is Ikhak. This Ikhak, he is also a great king. He happens to be the original king in the family in which Lord Ramchandra appears. So, it is called Suryavamsa, the descendant from the sun. There are two classes of Kshatriyas. One is coming from the sun planet, another is coming down from the moon planet. So, the history, Mahabharata says that the Indo-European stars, they also belong to this Kshatriya family. So that's a long history. Now, this parampara system, this Vibhasan handed over this knowledge to Mano, Mano handed over this knowledge to his son, Ikhak. And Krishna says in the next verse, evam parampara prasam imam rajar sayogiru. In this way, this knowledge was received by disciplic succession and all the rajas. Rajas means the monarch who is just like a sage. You get in the history of Mahabharata, there were many kings. They were all sages. Simply by name they were monarchs. They are always thinking for the welfare of the citizens, just like Maharaj Yudhishthira. So, this is the... Now Krishna says, Sakale Yoganasya Paranta. Sakale Neha Yoganasya Paranta. Now, this parampara system of disciplic succession has broken by the influence of time. Just imagine it was coming down from the sun planet, and there is every possibility. Suppose if I hand over some knowledge unto you, and you hand over to some other, in succession there is possibility that the exact knowledge which I delivered at the beginning, there may be some deviation. That is called breakage of the parampara system. So Krishna says, that parampara system is by this, force of time. It is now broken, therefore I again begin that parampara system with you, Arjuna. Therefore, if we understand Bhagavad Gita as it was understood by Arjuna, then we get the real knowledge. That is the way of understanding parampara. Although we are not present before Krishna, but if a message of Krishna is received through the parampara system as it was understood by Arjuna, then we get directly the message from Krishna. This is the system. But if I interpret in my own way, then the parampara system is broken. So this parampara system from the special law, as we have given account just now, we do not manufacture any knowledge by our fertile brain. We accept knowledge as it is coming down from the Supreme Authority. That is the process of it. That is perfect knowledge. Just like we receive knowledge from our parents. This is called lamp, this is called table, this is called book. If you protest against it, why shall I call it book? I may call it something else. I can do that. But that is deviation from the norm. So parampara system is considered to be perfect system of knowledge. Perfect. I may be imperfect. Or my disciple may be imperfect. But if you stick to the knowledge coming down from the parampara system, then I am perfect. It is so simple, nice thing. Just like a child. His parents used to say, this is called what? Scientific. If you accept it, he hasn't got to make a research. Then why it is called scientific? It's very easy, sister. My father has told me this is timepiece, I accept it as timepiece, and everyone will understand that this is a timepiece. But if I manufacture some man out of my fertile brain, this is this, people will call me crazy. What you are saying? So the parampara system is very nice, and just like man is mortal. Man is mortal. I have learned it from my parents, from my teachers, the man is mortal. Now if you want to make research work, whether man is mortal or not, it will take long, long time. But you accept it from the authority, man is mortal, your knowledge is perfect. So, this parampara system of knowledge is given in the Vedic system of knowledge, and this system is knowledge. Of knowledge is followed by the Greek Acharyas and Lal Maharaj is one of the great Acharyas. So you try to accept what Prahlad Maharaj is advising to his class fellows. So what is advising? Kumaro Masare Prajyam. Kumaro Masare Prajyam Dharmana Bhagavatam Iho. He is advising. My dear friends, Krishna consciousness should be practiced from this child, from this child. So, why childhood? Because if one is intelligent, he says prajna. Prajna means intelligent. If one is intelligent, he can understand that there is no certainty whether this is my childhood or old age. Because generally we think that when we are old we die. But who can say that I am not old enough to die in the next moment? So if I have to gain something supernatural which will give me the ultimate benefit of my life, then why shall I wait for old age? Immediately, let us begin. If Krishna consciousness is very nice thing and it gives the highest benediction of my life, then if I am intelligent, then I must begin it immediately, without any delay. Because generally people think that childhood or youthhood should be, enjoyed. The Shankaracharya was passing on the road and he is singing, lamenting. What is that? Balasthavat kriyasakto. All these boys are playing. Generally when you pass the road you see the boys are playing very much busy and they are very jolly. In playing, Balastavat Kirasatta, Tarunastavat Taruni Rasta, and young boys, thereafter young girls. Tarunastavat Taruni Rasta, Vidhastavat Sintavagna, and the old man, they are very much morose. What is to be done next? Paramaya Brahmani Kokita Lagna, or everyone is busy. Nobody is interested in Krishna consciousness, spiritual life. Everyone is busy. How they are spoiling their life. That is the first part of Shankaracharya. Is that it? Yes. The boys, the youth, the old men, they are very happy in their materialistic way of life, but a spiritualistic man like Shankaracharya, Raja Sakshai, they are unhappy. Oh, what foolish things that is. That is the, and this is a thankless task of persons who are spiritually enlightened. They can see things. Now, how is their point their valuable life? Simply for sense gratification. So, Pandar Maharaj is practically instructed the sense thing that Kumara Asarit Prakshu Dharman Bhagavatam. Dharman Bhagavatam is Bhagavatam Dharma. Dharma means your occupation as duty. The religion, world religion, translation of the Sanskrit word, dharma, is not perfect. It's not perfect. Religion is a kind of faith that we can change. But dharma, dharma means your occupational duty you cannot change. You have to execute. Now what is our dharma? What is our compulsory duty? And several times analyze this fact. Our compulsory duty is to serve. Compulsory duty. Every one of us is serving. And all the boys and girls present here can know it, and nobody can deny that he or she is not serving. Everyone is serving. That is our compulsory duty. I am saying myself, I am Christian or I am Hindu, I change myself to become a Mahavijana Christian Hindu. But my real occupational duty is to render service to others, that cannot be seen. That is the real enunciation of religion. And therefore, in the Vedic system, it is called Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana Dharma means that eternal occupational duty which you cannot see. Now, Prahlad Maharaj is advising that dharmāna bhāgavatāṁ. Bhāgavat means pertaining to Bhagavān, and Bhagavān means to the Supreme Personality of God. So Bhāgavat is the adjective form of the noun word Bhagavān. Form of the word is Bhagavat. Bhagavat, bhag means possessive, and bhava means opulence. One who possesses all the opulences is called Bhagavat. And from Bhagavat, this word has come Bhagavat. So Bhagavat means pertaining to God and His glory. That is called Bhagavat. Just as this book is called Bhagavata, because it deals only with the subject matter of the Supreme Personality of God. Nothing. So, that is called Bhagavata. And you find a description in this book to deal between Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and His devotees. So there are two kinds of Bhagavatam. The devotee Bhagavatam and the book Bhagavatam. And Prahlad Maharaj advises that from the very childhood, if one is very intelligent, then his duty is Somarva Sarit Prajya Dharmana Bhagavatam. One should engage himself in the execution of the duty, occupational duty, in relationship with devotees and the Supreme Personality of God. Thank you very much. Is there any question?